You gotta have strong faith so you can finish strong here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. I'm Cece McGee, your angel of inspiration, and we're getting ready to raise the praise beginning this Tuesday. With me, Cece McGee, your angel of inspiration, I will be moving to middays, and the Lonnie Hunter Show will be moving to afternoons. Stay tuned in. Well, tonight is the big two-hour finale of BET Sunday Best Season 6. A winner will be crowned. It's down to Philly's own Kafia Rollerson and Tasha Brooks Lockhart out of Detroit. I had the pleasure of speaking with Tasha this past Thursday, and if you didn't hear that interview, here's what you missed.
Hi, Cece. How are you?
I'm doing good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm sure you are doing well, nervous and excited.
Oh, yes. I'm excited. Terribly nervous.
Well, girlfriend, I can say you put your thing down this season, and I want our listeners to get just a little taste of what's been going on. The presence of the Lord was truly in the house.
Oh, yes, he was. And then that was the edited version. We went in, okay? That song went on for 10 minutes.
And I'm surprised it didn't go on longer than that. Tell us, how has this experience been for you?
It's been an amazing journey. I've learned so much, even about myself, as an artist and as a woman. So I've seen tremendous growth in a short period of time. And I'm just thankful to God that, you know, he could have chose anybody else, but he chose me. There's singers everywhere that can sing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I just thank God, and I tell people all the time, prepare, get ready, because you never know when your moment is coming.
Wow.
You gotta be ready. You know what I'm saying? When God pulls back that curtain, you gotta be ready, because he has to be able to trust you with this platform.
Amen. And you are so blessed to be on such a platform. How did this all come about for you?
Well, a few of my family members and a friend of mine called me and was like, the Lord said, I'm sending you to Sunday Best, and I'm praying for your picture.
Whoa.
And my cousin texted me an hour later with the website and was like, you need to try out.
You are
so
kidding me.
I was basically like just pushed into it. I was like, okay, God, I hear you. And so I went not expecting to make it.
So you just did it to pretty much shut people up, huh?
Exactly. And here I done made it to the top two.
Look at God, but that was the right kind of
pushing. I was going home. I had literally packed my clothes.
Girl, stop playing. You know it's in you. I mean, come on. Your mother is Lisa Page Brooks, and she is a singing woman. You had no choice but to do it because God has gifted you for this.
See, that was one of the main reasons why, because it's politics involved in anything. So I was a little skeptical about how would I be judged? Would I be judged fair because of who my mom is, who she is?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people were talking and saying different things about, well, she shouldn't be on the show because of her mother and all of that. So, you know, I had to push through all of that. And at that one point, I think it was when I did Open the Eyes of My Heart, I literally had a conversation with God on the side of the stage and was like, look, you brought me to this point. You brought me here. You gave me this gift. I didn't come up with this myself. You put this in me. I need you to show out like never before so people will know this is you. This ain't nobody's parent. This is not favoritism. This is not based on relationships. This is totally you. And I need you to show yourself strong. He did exactly what I asked him to do.
Yes, our God will show up and show out. I call those things that people were saying weapons of mass distractions, but God allowed this to happen so you could grow even more.
And I do thank God for my experience and some of the things that I've done prior to Sunday Best, because, you know, I've seen some comments of people saying, well, this is not fair that she's on here. This is a competition for novice and this is supposed to be for amateurs and give somebody a chance. Well, there's no way you can make it to the top two being an amateur. It's just no way. They're looking for Sunday's best. We get songs sometimes the day before, 11 o'clock at night, 12 a.m. in the morning. So to be able to get a song you've never sang before, hours before your performance, and to execute it and deliver it, you have to have some level of experience and professionalism to do that.
And you and Kafia both have that. Kafia, right here from Philly, if there is anything that you can say to your sister in Christ right now, what would that be?
Kafia Tia knows I love her. That's my sister. And what God has done this year is he's allowed us to be in a competition, but still break the spirit of competitiveness.
That's powerful.
That's what he's allowed us to do. And I'm so grateful that he has chosen us for this time and for this generation, because we are truly friends. We're sisters.
Amen.
We talk on a regular basis. We've been in contact since the beginning. I wish her all the best. I want her to go to the top. Even after this, I want us both to be battling for the number one spot on the Billboard chart.
Amen.
We're going to be soaring that, you know what I'm saying? Soaring that much. We're also going to be going on tour together. People are already booking cities and picking up cities for the tour. So I'm really excited about that.
There you have it, Tasha Brooks Lockhart. She is one of the finalists for tonight's Sunday Best Season 6 finale, along with Kafia Rollerson, right here from Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, you can join in as the City of Brotherly Love comes together to celebrate Kafia Rollerson tonight at Yesha Fellowship Hall at 7. It should be an exciting night, starting at 8, 2 hours of BET's Sunday Best. Another winner will be crowned. On the way, I have more good musical soul food for you by Ty Trippett, the brand new one by Israel Houghton, and more.
Praise.